Welcome to Yala Rocks. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And if not, it will be soon, because today we have Sahira here to chat all about adding emotion and some theatricality to your dance. Sahira is a dancer in Houston who teaches both locally and has a fantastic online dance school. She's known for her finger cymbals, her fantastic personality, and of course, for being able to absolutely draw you in while she's dancing. And the key to that? Bringing that emotion to your dance. How many times have you been told to stare past the audience? Well, not anymore. Sahira shares her theories about why we tend not to practice this aspect of our dances often, as well as some concrete steps that you can take to add these subjects into your regular practice. Because if you don't work on it in practice, it's not magically going to come out in performance. That is a quote from Sahira later on in this episode, and it may become a new motto around here because it's so on point. Visit thebellydancebundle.com/98 to find the challenge Sahira mentions here, along with links to all of the places you can hang out with Sahira online.
Hey folks, this is Sahira, and I am so excited to be here with you on the Belly Dance Bundle podcast to talk to you about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, and that is the concept of imbuing your dance with something more than movement. I'm talking specifically about emotion and theatricality in your belly dance practice and performance. So let's first talk about why I think this is so important. Aside from being like a belly dance theater geek for my entire life, or just a theater geek in general, right? I've started with theater and I've been doing theater for way longer than I've been belly dancing. And so it's something that has just crept into my performances because it's part of who I am. There is something about a dance performance that is more than just a demonstration of technique that makes it enjoyable for every audience member, no matter their background, no matter their understanding or lack of understanding in the dance. Something I always say to my students is your general belly dance audience member. I'm not talking about other dancers. I'm talking about like muggles, right? People who have no idea. They don't know the difference between a hip circle and a triple sow cow. And so you can pull out all the stops and show them all your really fancy technique, but oftentimes the thing that's going to draw them into your performance and have them talking about it afterwards is if you make them feel something, right? If you share an emotion with them, if your dancing draws out something in their heart, in their soul, in their mind that is more than just, wow, that looks like it's really tough to do, right? And I feel like in our dance practice, it's very easy to practice technique. It's very concrete to get into your dance space and practice technique in the mirror to work on your muscular isolations, to work on that piece of the choreography that you need to finish before next weekend's showcase. But the idea of working on your emotional expression is a little bit more squirrely and a little bit more vulnerable. And as such, it's something we tend to shy away from a bit. But I think that you will find, if you're not already a fan of this type of work, that it's very important. And I'm here to convince you that there are very easy ways to begin working on these concepts within your dance practice. Because as we all know, if you don't work on it in practice, it's not going to magically come out in performance. So it's something that we really need to take time inside our practice to work on. And I'm here to share with you a few ideas on that today. So first, let's talk about the role of emotion in dance. Belly dance is not necessarily a storytelling art form like, you know, maybe Bharatanatyam or hula dance where you're literally telling a story with some of your movements. It does tend to be a little bit more movement for movement's sake. There's certainly exceptions to that rule, obviously, but we tend to dance and be the physical representation of the music. Obviously, if the music tells a melancholy story, that gets incorporated into the dance. Or if the music is a joyful story, that can be incorporated into the dance. But even if the music has no lyrics, no storyline, I contend that adding an emotional element to your dance is totally going to take it to the next level. It's going to make it easier for you as a dancer to figure out what the heck you want to do when you're dancing, whether it's choreographed or improvised. And it's really going to stick with your audience a lot longer than a performance that is just technique for technique's sake, right? So now there's many, many different ways to convey emotions through movement and expression. And if you take just one thing away from this podcast episode, and there's lots of good takeaways, but if you take just one thing away from this episode, it's the importance of making sure that you dance with your entire body, including the parts above your shoulders. I have seen so many wonderful dancers who are amazing technicians and beautiful dancers and wonderful people, but the dancing starts at their toes and ends at their shoulders. And the face and the head and the eyes, which are, you know, the windows to the soul, are not involved. And I feel like it's a giant missed opportunity. And I think a lot of times this happens. If you think about it, we're in class, we're watching the teacher, we're staring in the mirror, and we get that sort of like expression on our face, like you're staring into the infinite because you're watching your reflection, you're watching the reflection of the teacher. And then we get on stage and suddenly the mirror is not there. And you either have to quickly think of where you're going to place your eyes, where you're going to look, where you're going to turn your head, or you're stuck kind of staring into the infinite and looking out over the audience's heads. And there's a disconnect there, right? In so many of our performances, definitely if you're a dancer who performs in smaller spaces at restaurants or hookah clubs, nightclubs, that kind of thing, or even when you're on a larger stage, belly dance audiences tend not to have very much of a fourth wall in that there's not a huge divide. Sometimes it happens, but often it doesn't. And when it's not there, that imaginary fourth wall that divides us from our audience, we have the ability to look at them and they can look at us and we can share a story through our dance. And it's not a, you know, a story that has sort of a beginning, middle, and end and a plot line, but it's a more of an emotional journey. So how can you start to play with conveying motions through your dance? I like to break down emotional conveyance into three different categories. Using the body, i.e. texture on your dance movements. Using the head, so even just the direction the head is tilting, the way you're using your head, and then really, though it's part of the head, it's so, so powerful, I give it its own category, and that is your eyes. So let's start at the, I guess, at the bottom and work our way up. And I'm going to give you a few concrete tips on how you can start to play with this and then give you an exercise that will allow you to do this. And know that so there's so much more detail to this in my bundle class this year. So you can totally dive into that and check it out. When we dance, we are so often stuck in our head wondering what we are going to do next. The music comes on, especially if you're improvising, right? You don't have a memorized choreography. Or even if you do, you're thinking, okay, I know what moves come next. Or if you don't have the choreography, you're thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do next? If you've ever been there, I've been there too. I'm totally with you. I get it. I would like to convince you, I would like to express to you and give you, you know, a great gift here in that I don't think it's super important what you choose. I think it's incredibly important how you choose to execute whatever it is you choose to do. And so here's a simple exercise you could kind of play with. You could take a move you love. Me, my noodle move, my go-to noodle move is the inner hip roll. And you could take this movement and you could think about texturizing it. Let's not even talk about emotion yet, right? Just texturize it. Is it going to be slow or fast? Is it low center of gravity or high center of gravity? Is it smooth or is there sharpness to it? Yes, there can be sharpness to a figure eight, right? Is it really crunchy and muscular, or is it mostly sort of weight shifty and a little bit more floaty? Is it like honey? Is it like air? Is it like water? You know, how are you texturizing this move? And those different textures can easily convey emotional concepts. If you're thinking of something that's joyful, you're going to be thinking something that is lighter, that is upper, more high center of gravity, something that is flowier, more air-like. If you're trying to convey pain, you're going to dance that figure eight, that same inner hip roll in a completely different way. Maybe you're going to be using more muscular tension, right? Maybe you're squeezing more out of the movement. And while once again, you might not be telling a story from A to B to C. If you can think about taking your audience on an emotional journey, this is going to connect with them in a deeper way, because even though most people don't understand the movements you're doing or how you're executing them, we all have that similar human experience of emotion, which is so powerful, right? So we're talking texture on your movements you're already doing. Infinite textures as we continue to study as dancers. Let's move up to the head. Here is an exercise I would love for you to try. You can take that same move, your noodle move, your inner hip roll, if it's me, right? And do that movement. And I want you to play with where your head goes. I'd say where you're looking, but I'm not necessarily speaking about your eyes just yet. What if your head turns to the right while you do the move? What if your head tilts up towards the sky when you do the move? What if your head tilts slightly down towards your chest when you do the move? I encourage you, like, really, if you can, if you're not driving a car at this moment, right? Or if you are, pull over and get out of your car, right? I encourage you, like, stand up and try it, because sometimes just imagining in your head is not going to give you what you're looking for. Stand up and try it. Don't look at yourself in the mirror, because that's going to change your head angle and your eye angle. I want you to just feel it. I encourage you to close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Once again, not if you're in the car. Noodle move and change where your head is angled. Maybe to the left, maybe to the upper right, maybe straight up through the center, chin up. Don't even worry about whether it's like a typical belly dance head position, right? What does that convey? And if you can do this either with a recording or with a friend, if you're practicing with a friend, watch each other. It's going to feel one way to you as a dancer, and it's going to look a way to them as the audience. Does the sensation of what emotion it's projecting match up? Does it not? Right? Food for thought. Let's continue to move up to our eyeballs. Eyes, they say, are the windows to the soul. And I totally believe this. And so often when we dance, especially if we're feeling nervous, right? The advice I was always given was just stare out over their heads at the back wall. And have you ever seen someone do that in a performance? It's a little disconcerting. I always wonder what's going on back there that I'm missing. I'm like looking behind me. I'm like, what is she staring at? Right? And while I'm not necessarily contending that we need to look each audience member in the eyes, I want your eyes to be a part of your dance. So here's a little exercise that you can play with to incorporate them. Very similar to the head exercise, but this time when I say move your eyes, I'd like you to move your eyes without moving your head. Right? So go back to your noodle move. And what if you look straight to one side? What happens? How do you feel? Does your movement change? Does it not? Right? This is experimentation here. So I want you to be observant of what's happening in your body. What if you look slightly down towards the ground? Don't move your head. Does it change your feeling? Does it change how the movement looks? If you can record yourself as you do it, right? Play with like moving your eyes around your room slowly, right? You're not rolling your eyes in the back of your head. I want you to move them slowly. What happens if you look, you know, straight forward 2 to 3 feet in front of you? What if you look out over the horizon that you know is outside the walls of the building you're in? How does that change the way you feel? How does that change the way the movement feels? How does that change the perception your audience has of what you're doing? All of these things, when we start to tie them together, you'll hopefully find that they start to sort of augment the way you feel about the movement and augment the way the movement expresses emotion. And when it comes to actually incorporating all of this into your dance, I think at first it's going to be a little bit of like a rote practice, like we're doing here, right? I'm going to practice changing the texture of my movement. I'm going to practice changing the angle of my head. But then the last little nugget I'm going to leave you with is the idea of approaching this entire sort of mechanical practice instead from an emotional angle. What if you pick an emotion? Let's say we pick joyfulness, right? Which is different than happy, joyfulness. How are you when you are joyful? What does your body look like? Is your chest high? Is it low? Are your shoulders open? Are they closed? Where are you looking? Are you looking down? Are you looking up? Are you looking out? Is your head straight forward? Is it thrown up to the sky? Where are your arms? What's happening, right? If you were suddenly joyful. Now take your noodle move and do it with all those things on top of it. And while in theater, you can paint on the aspects of a feeling like joyful and say, okay, my chest is up. My eyes are wide open. My chin is high. My arms are up. My moves are very high center of gravity. Or you can choose to feel joyful. And all those things happen. I leave it up to you which feels better for you. In general, for me, I think all the positive emotions I try to convey while I dance, I choose to feel them because that's nice, right? To feel all those positive emotions. But if I'm dancing and I'm trying to convey sadness, I think I typically paint on the sadness because I don't want to feel sad on stage. And I have a very hard time feeling sad on stage because I'm just so excited to be there, right? So when you start to synthesize all these ideas, right? The texture, the head angles, the eyes, what you're doing with your eyes. You can work them one piece at a time. And then I encourage you to approach them from an emotional standpoint. And here's another sort of extra bonus when you do this. If you ever find yourself trying to choreograph, trying to improvise, whatever, and you're thinking, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do to this music next. I give you this, and it can create magic if you approach it the right way. I don't want you to think about what. I don't even care what move you do. You can stand on your head for all I care. I want you to figure out what emotion you'd like to convey and then move. Come at it from the angle of emotion and see what comes out. And play, right? This is a safe place to play, and you have to play with these concepts in practice because they will not magically appear on the stage. But I promise you, with a little bit of work, just like any technique we ever do, with a little bit of work, it's going to start to become a little bit more second nature in your dance, and it's going to be something you've practiced, so it will come out on stage, and it's going to draw your audience in unlike any complex layering technique ever could. I cannot count on one hand. I count on many, many, many hands. The number of times I've seen a dancer who has got all the moves, but none of the emotion. And then the opposite end of the spectrum, the dancer who has like their basic belly dance 101 movements, and like they are having the time of their lives. And I will watch the latter over the former every single time. So I invite you to continue to hone your technique and to put emotion and theatricality into your technique bag so it is a tool that you can use in the future. And if you would like to instantly try this right now, I invite you to check out the 21 Days of Belly Dance Challenge on Instagram. I have a great challenge for you today that will help you do just that. So one more time, just to summarize what we've talked about today, emotion is the common human thread that will tie us all together, no matter who you're dancing for, no matter what they know about dance or not. They will understand the emotion that you project to them from the stage if you project it. If it's not there in your dance, you better hope they think all of those muscular contractions are cool, right? Which they might, but they might not get it, right? So let's appeal to them on more than one level. Let's have the technique and let's have the emotion, because this dance form at its heart is, you know, tied to a culture that is full of emotion, and the music that we are dancing to has emotion to it as well. So let's learn how to express that by working this technique just like we'd work anything else, so that we can make our performances more powerful, more impactful, and honestly, more rewarding and more fun for ourselves as well. Thank you all so much for letting me geek out with you about this topic, which I think is so very important. I invite you to make time today to experiment with emotion in your dance, and I will see you in the bundle, and I will see you at the 21 Days of Belly Dance Challenge. I cannot wait to watch your emotional dance videos, and I look forward to sharing the dance floor with you soon. Bye for now.